Each week at this time, we invite someone to teach us what they know. Last week, we learned how to podcast. This week, we're going to find out how to explore a new, unfamiliar city. Whether traveling alone or with someone else, the process of plotting out that itinerary can be time-consuming and a little overwhelming.
Carolyn Jeanette joins us to help us get the most out of our next adventure. She has over 20 years of traveling experience and has visited 5 of the 7 continents. She's the owner and the director of tours at Inroads Ireland, and she joins us from Ireland. Carolyn, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, what's the first thing we need to do once we've decided where exactly we want to head to next?
You know, that's the perfect question to start. Like, where do you start? And really, what I always do first is I really try to do my research and read up on the city, you know, read the history, get a sense of the neighborhoods, you know, do your homework as it is. You can get a sense of where sites are located, you know, distances between places, and what public transport systems are available in the city. And by doing all that, you're going to get a sense of what interests you and what types of things you might want to do.
And what should we be thinking about when we set those priorities before we get there?
Well, you know, everyone's really different. I think for me, you know, a lot of it comes down to how much time do I have in a place. You know, for example, if let's say I'm going to New York City and I have just like a day or two and I've never been there before, you know, maybe there's like one thing that I've always wanted to see. Maybe I've always wanted to go to the top of the Empire State Building or, you know, get out to see the Statue of Liberty. But, you know, if it's somewhere for a week, you may want to kind of combine doing some, you know, known things with some kind of just relaxing days where maybe just go up to say, I'm going to use New York City again as an example. Just spend a day where you just like, you know, grab some bread and cheese and some fruits and go to Central Park and just hang out for the afternoon and or just go for a wander around that neighborhood and see what happens.
What advice do you have for someone who wants to maybe get off the beaten path? You know, in New York, it's might be an obvious choice to see the Statue of Liberty or some of those other things. But what if we're not quite sure where to go? We just want to absorb the local culture.
Yeah, you know, always getting that local perspective always adds another layer to visiting a city. And, you know, I have to say, staying in smaller places really, really helps in terms of bridging that gap, because you can read lots of guidebooks and they'll have, you know, good local suggestions, but actually talking with someone from that city or that town and getting their ideas will really help make a trip even more special. So when I look at accommodations, you know, I'll look at local guest houses, bed and breakfasts, and even, you know, hostels. You know, back in the day, hostels were kind of known as more youth hostels, and backpackers would share rooms with, you know, 12 people, but they've really grown up as accommodation styles have grown up. So nowadays you can, you know, get, you know, double rooms with bathrooms attached, and they're lovely places to stay. And another little shout out for hostels is that they'll actually organize little local things in neighborhoods. Like, for example, just last year I was in Lisbon, Portugal, and I was staying in a hostel with my husband, and they had, like, for say €6, they were going to do a little tour of a district called the Alfama District, which started a musical tradition called Fado. And for €6 only, there was about 10 of us that ended up walking around. We stopped in 3 different little local places. And at midnight, we were taken to this little Fado session in this little bar that, you know, I never would have found myself. Mm. And so kind of having that local person say, I want to share my neighborhood and my district with you. We got this amazing experience, and it was really great.
So it's key, it sounds like, to get to those special memories, not the postcard everybody else has seen, but something that's unique, and maybe you're the only tourist who saw that day.
Yeah, exactly. And like, and even on that same night when we were in Lisbon, you know, sardines are the national fish of Portugal, and you know, we saw people like literally just grilling sardines on little portable outdoor grills, and it's like €2, they gave us like this beautiful sardine that was freshly grilled with butter and garlic on this bun. And you're just like, wow, this is just, you know, fantastic. Because lots of times those unplanned moments, then you just kind of open yourself up to exploring a city. Those are the best things, I think, that really help create great travel memories.
Do you have any advice for just taking off on foot without necessarily a map or a destination?
Just wandering, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I do. There's kind of a yes and a no to that. I've traveled a lot on my own, so I kind of have adopted this sense of what I call for a go for a wander. I always like research neighborhoods because I want to know what's safe and what's not safe, kind of, you know, get a sense of that. And I want to kind of have a sense-ish of where I'm going. So I'll know, like, say, like in these next, like, say, 5-6 blocks-ish area, it's all, you know, a pretty good zone. And then I'll literally just kind of go and I'll walk around and just take in local sites. And something that's helpful, too, is that a lot of cities will offer, you know, walking tours. And it might just be like an hour or two, but it will kind of give you an introduction to the city or like a hop-on, hop-off bus tour kind of thing. But again, kind of getting the introduction, then you can say, oh, I want to go back and spend more time in that park, or that shop looked really interesting, or that little cafe looked interesting. So it's a nice way to kind of get your bearings, and then you can kind of feel more confident going out and kind of wandering about on your own.
You know, while you're doing that walk or checking out that small place, a lot of us may, you know, remember our parents telling us not to talk to strangers. I know you say there's actually maybe a lot to be gained from talking to that person in the bar and, as you mentioned, at the hostel.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, I tell you, you know, I have traveled around the world, and I have to say, people are generally pretty darn helpful, and they love sharing their city or their town with you or sharing a story. And one little strategy that, like, domestically when I've traveled, because obviously we speak English in America, if you're going into a town or something and just go into the bar, because bars, whether you drink alcohol or not, are just great places to connect with people. So whatever it is that you like. So when I go to a bar, I'll tend to, like, look down the bar and see if people are drinking, like, Coke or if they're drinking some particular kind of beer or something. And I'll just look and I'll just order whatever everyone else is drinking. So it's kind of like I'm trying to fit in with them. And then the fact that you sit at the bar and you're saying, hey, I'm open for conversation. And I'll just say, I'll see something up on a wall, like, you know, a meat raffle or, you know, something like that. I go, oh, what's going on with that? You know, and you just kind of start the conversation. And pretty soon people, you know, tell you, oh, there's this thing down the road that you really should check out. And, you know, now I'm here in Ireland and, you know, pubs are such part of a big part of culture here. And so if you want to ever strike up a conversation, Ireland is the perfect place to do it. There's plenty of people that will want to share a story with you.
And you also even recommend meetup.com. What does that do for us?
Yeah, meetup.com, that's an interesting group. That's actually international. And they organize different groups around the world just based on common interests. So it's a nice way that if you want to try to connect with people with like interests, you can just go to the website meetup.com. And they'll have lots of different local events going on. So there might be like, you know, a group is going to meet at this cafe to talk about a book. Or there's going to be some kayak group heading out on Saturday. So again, depending on your time frame and how flexible your schedule is, you could join them. And so then you're meeting people from that city and doing something that you like to do anyways. And then I'm sure you're going to come away with a lot of friends after doing one of those.
You know, if we're not experienced travelers and we're liking the sound of this and want to take up a, you know, explore a city that's not too intimidating, are there easier places to get our feet wet when it comes to urban travel?
Yeah. Well, I would say, in general, starting off with an English-speaking city is going to be an easier experience for you. You know, so, you know, places like London, a little shout-out to Dublin here, Sydney, Australia, anywhere in the United States, I think would be easy. Canada is a great place to go to. And actually going to French Canada, you know, Montreal or Quebec City is lovely because you do definitely get a European flavor, but there is still English spoken. So I would say going off, that's how I kind of started. I went off to English-speaking cities, but, you know, that were in different countries. And then as you travel more, your confidence really grows with each experience. And you realize that language isn't as much of a barrier as you think it might be. You know, English is it's a pretty international language nowadays. And if you kind of can learn a few key words in different countries you go to, you can really get around quite easily.
You've talked about having us do our homework and plan ahead before we embark on our trip. But how should our approach be different if our destination is international?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not a whole lot different, I have to say. You know, like whether I'm looking at, say, going to Lisbon or to, say, Moscow or Oslo, Norway, or I was just down in Savannah, Georgia recently, my approach is always kind of similar, that I just really start by reading about the city, getting a sense of the neighborhoods. That's always, because really, larger cities, which can seem kind of intimidating, are really just collections of smaller communities. And so once you start reading about those, it feels very relatable. So even if you're traveling internationally, you know, I'd say I'm going to pick on Oslo now, because I was just about there a year or two ago. Again, I didn't know anything about this place. But I just kind of, you know, read about the history of it, got a sense of, you know, where the train stations are, where the bus stations are, where the airport is, get a sense of public transport, how things are kind of connected in that city. And I'll do that just honestly by getting a book from the library or using online resources or looking up a, you know, just a factual article on Wikipedia or something. And simply just reading up about it. And then based on that and what I want to see and do, I'll kind of formulate a plan in terms of like, oh, I have X amount of time there. I want to be more centrally located versus like being farther out of a city and having to commute, say, 30 minutes in and out each time on a train, you know? So it's kind of the same approach, whether you travel, say, domestically or internationally. The one thing is, though, if you do travel internationally and you don't speak the local language, it can be helpful, you know, to stay like at a little pension or guest house, B&B or hostel, because then your host typically will speak English and they can really help, you know, point you in different directions and give that local inside perspective.
Carolyn, thank you so much for sharing your advice with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hope you guys have a great day.
You too. Carolyn Jeanette is owner and director of tours at InRoads Ireland, teaching us what she knows about exploring a new city.